Yiraisa.
Today's Amud for Chazara is Yuma Yudchasim Abeis. We're holding the top line of Yudchasim Abeis by the last word. So we mentioned about Gargir, so now the Gemara says something else about Gargir. The Bazak says, V'yatza echad al asada l'lakid iris, that someone went to the field to pick iris. Tani mishmid Rav Meir is a Gargir, that iris is Gargir. Amar b'yoichnon l'manikra shuman iris, why is Gargir called iris? Shemi iris esainayim, because they help a person's eyesight. Amar Rav Huna, ha-maitse Gargir, the Gilean says, one who finds Gargir. So im yachlo achlai, if he's in a place, a situation where he could eat it, so then ayichlai, he should eat it, it'll help his eyes. Vim lav, if he can't eat it for whatever reason, so then maviro gabi enough, you should at least put it over his eyes, and that also will have some sort of te'elas and increasing and helping his eyesight. Rapapa says that this, that Gargir helps one's eyes, is Bergargira Mitzrana. It's Dafka by Gargir, which grows on the, by the borders of a field that doesn't have any other plants growing near it, that will weaken its kayach, and therefore it's strong, it'll help one's eyes. Amrav Gidal Marav, Achasnai lo yoichal beitzem. A guest shouldn't eat eggs, because Rashi says maybe he'll become tamei and he'll make the mita that he's sleeping on dirty, and it's a lack of kavod abriyos. V'lo yishan betalisa shel bal habayis, he also shouldn't sleep wearing the talis of the bal habayis, also for the same reason. Says the Gemara, Rav kimiklu ledarshish, when Rav went to the city of Darshish, so Macharis, he would announce, manhavi liyoyma, he would announce while he was looking for a wife to be married to during the time that he was there, so he shouldn't have any heruram. Rav Nachman kadmiklu leshechansiv, when you get to the city of Shechansiv, so Macharis, he would announce also, manhavi liyoyma. In fact, the Gemara on this practice, Vatanib, we learned to the Breiser, Eliezer ben Yaakov Aymer, le yisa adam yishu b'medina zu, a person should marry one lady in this Medina, and then v'yedach v'yisa yishu b'medina achares, and then marry a lady in a different Medina, because shem yizdav guzay tzil zeh, maybe the children of each relationship will get set up with each other, they'll get married, they won't realize that they have the same father, v'nimtza ach neyse achayisa, and it's going to come out of the brother's marrying his sister. And the whole world is going to be filled with mamzeris. So how could Rav and Rav Nachman have this practice? Says the Gemara, Amri, they said, Rabbanon kol islehu. That being that they were Rabbanon, so therefore their children also, there's a call, this is Rav's son, this is Rav's daughter, or this is Rav Nachman's son, this is Rav Nachman's daughter, and they won't come to have a son and a daughter that marry each other, a brother and sister that marry each other, because they'll know that they're brother and sister. They'll know who their father is, that they share the same father. Fract the Gemara. Another problem, though, with this anhaga. Va'amar Rava. Rava says tivau halinasev nisfaisa tzrich leishashiv nikia. That if once a lady agrees to get married, so we have a chashash that maybe machmas the emotions, so she became tamei, didn't realize, and she has to. She's tamei for 7 days. So even if they got to the city and they found themselves a wife, but then she'd be ushered to him for 7 days. So says the Gemara to Terutzim. Rabbanan oidiri havi maidulu. They would inform them beforehand. Miktam habu mikadme u mishadri shlucha. They would send the shliach in front of them, at least 7 days in front of them, and this way the shliach would find them a wife. She would agree to get married. At that point she would shivnikiyim, and then she'd be mutter to him, to Rav and Rav Nachman when they got to the city. Vibayisim, another terrorist that Yehudi havi miyachdiluhu, which the way Rashi learns is that after they got married, enechanam, they weren't together. But Lemaisa, they weren't together, meaning that they couldn't live with each other, but they would be able to have yichud. L'fisheinu daima mishyeshli pas pesalei l'mishyeinli pas pesalei. And even that's enough to get rid of fear hurim, because Lemaisa it's called pas pesalei. Even that's considered pas pesalei, the fact that she will become mutter to him. And therefore, that was enough. In Echanami, she was usher to him, and they weren't mutter to actually be together, but they would still get married. And in that way, that it would at least be pas pesalei. Says the Mishnah, Masru, now we're going, the Tiferes Yisrael says on Erev Yom Kippur, that Masru Ziknei Bezdin LeZiknei Kuhuna, that the Ziknei Bezdin who are with the Kohen Gadol, they would give over the Kohen Gadol to the Ziknei Kuhuna, the Haluhu Beis Avtinas, or Aliyas Beis Avtinas, and they would bring the Kohen Gadol to the Aliyas Beis Avtinas where they made the Keteres, to teach him about the Chafina process, like we'll see it on Yom Tesam and Aleph, Veshbiyuhu, and they would make him make a Shavua also on Erev Yom Kippur, that he wouldn't be like the Tzedukim and burn the Keteres before going Lefnai V'Lefnim. We hold they're supposed to burn the Keteres only once he gets into the Kodesh HaKadoshim. The Tzedukim hell that he burns it before. So they would make him make a Shavua. The Rambam says during the times of the second Beis HaMikdash there was a Chashash that maybe the Kohen Gadol had maybe some Tzad Minus to him, and therefore they would make him make a Shavua that he wouldn't deviate from the proper Halachos of the Avodas Yom Kippur. V'niftru v'halchulam, and then they would leave. they would let the Kohen Gadol be alone. The Tiferes Yisrael says, because as we'll see soon, the Kohen Gadol would cry. He was embarrassed that they were accusing him, and it's not nice to be with the Kohen Gadol at that time. So they would leave. And Lamaisa, this was the lashon of the Shvuah. They would say, Ishi Kohen Gadol, my master, the Kohen Gadol, Anu Shulchei Bezdin. We are the Shulchei Bezdin, Vata Shulcheinu, you are our Shliach, Shliach Bezdin, Mashbin Anu Alecha, we put a Shvu on you, B'misha Shikain Shemai B'bayis Hazeh, with the one who rests his Shechina in this house, Shulei Teshane Dover Mikol Ma'asham Arnu Lucha, that you're not going to deviate from anything that we taught you. And then upon making the Shvuah, so who perishu baicha? So he, the Kohen Gadol, would cry about the fact that they were chayshin him. Vein perishu baicha, and they would also cry, the people that would make him make the Shvuah, either different shitas, either the Ziknei Bezdin or the Ziknei Kuhuna, they would also cry. Because, as we'll see in the Gemara, the one who's chayshin b'ksherim is like a begufay, so they would cry. Now, fine. So now we finished the 7 days of the Prisha. Now the Mishnah is going to discuss the actual day of Yom Kippur. So first we're going to start with Leil Yom Kippur. So on Leil Yom Kippur we mentioned that we don't want the Kohen Gadol to go to sleep because we don't want to take any chances he'll become Tame. So what was the schedule Leil Yom Kippur? So says the Mishnah, Im Hayad Chacham, if he was wise enough to darshan, so Darish, he would darshan that whole night, teaching other people. Vim Lavin, if he wasn't wise enough, he wasn't Chacham to be Darish, so Tamid Chachamim darshan lefanav. So other Tamid Chachamim were darshan in front of him. Vim Ragul Likreis, and if he knew how to read Tanakh, so either this Kohen Gadol who was only listening to the drasha, that he only listened to drashas part of the night, and then he would read Tanakh, or maybe a third category of a Kohen Gadol, that he didn't even know how to listen to a drasha, that in Ragel Likrit, if he knew how to read Tanakh, so then Kairi, he would read Tanakh, Vimlar, and if not, if he didn't even know how to do that, so then Kairin Lefanov, so then we would read parts of Tanakh in front of him. Umama Kairin Lefanov, and which parts of Tanakh would we read to him? Be'iv u'be'ezra b'divrei yamim, parts that are interesting that will keep him awake. Zechari ben Kvutulaymer, pa'am harbe, that many times, karisi lefanav, I myself, I read in front of the Kohen Gadol, b'Daniel, and say for Daniel.